So, as we know that Krishna keeps on speaking, so, and last evening he was talking about like the wealth of ignorant people are wealth which will be liked in ignorance. And first thing he was saying, Dambha means like feeling separated and feeling good about it, you know, kind of like that will be the first thing, like you really feel separate from others as well as feel good about it, you know, like the first thing is like making mistake and then feeling good about it, kind of. So Dambha, and then Dambha.
Dambha?
Dambha.
Dambha.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Darpo, like a kind of illumination of separation. Like that is like actually also like the mirror comes, like darpan is the mirror, and darp means like really feeling glow of separation, not in a good way, like really. Always that, you know, always. That is on the door, kind of like. Feeling is so strong that always, like every time, what is found, like separation is found on the door to welcome. So it's like a darpa. And then abhimanast. And really feeling good about that, like having being separated and always welcoming people from the separation and still feeling good about that, not really allowing people to be, you know, like then people are like at your mercy, you know, like at your mercy, kind of like,
oh,
at
yes,
my,
yes,
like, you know, if I feel kind of like somebody, you know, in certain way, because like generally that comes, like I'm actually using wrong word, you know, I think, you know, about people, not feel,
yes,
because people, feeling will not allow that. So I think about people, this is how, and then there is no allowance to, people keep on trying to show their, you know, better faces, but because of my ignorance, you know, I'm not able to let them allow, you know, like I always see what I want to see,
yes,
because of my, so saying, abhimanast, like really,
of the mind,
yeah, like, not allowing people other than my thoughts.
Yes, other than thoughts.
Like, you know, whatever. You know, I made a picture through my thinking. And kind of like it's like really probably, you know, more than steel sealed, you know. Like the thinking,
yes,
becomes like something better than steel, you know, sealed off steel.
Yes.
Even better than steel. And there is no way to make a hole.
Arrogance.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Very much, you know, kind of. So, and then certainly like that, you know, anger will be like I think, you know, few hundred times a day, angry because of that. Like once you live like that,
yes.
Of course, like, you know, people don't know that you made a seal.
Yes.
So of course, you know, they will try to smile differently than you think, and anger, you know. And then something, you know, like speaking and pronouncing like little different, anger. Like so many reasons to be angry,
oh.
Whole day. So like that will really produce anger. And actually, you know, like if you know, anger burns from inside. Like really doesn't, you know, it it hurts others, but mostly it hurts oneself, you know, like it really is burning. So, and then he's saying, Parushyamev, that because of this field, you know, like there will be moments that it will feel like, you know, somebody is able to make a hole, then you have to be more hard, kind of like, you know, that will keep on, like, because certainly, like, sometimes, like, the human qualities will come, and as soon as you recognize, maybe Paul is able to, you know, make a hole, certainly, like, I will be more hard so that he's not able to make hole in me. So saying, like, it will keep on getting more steel and more steel, you know? Kind of, like, always chances to be angry as well as to be more hard, you know, more. And agyanam, and certainly, like, every time you allow hardness, you know, ignorance grows.
Yes.
And so saying, like, these are the qualities of ignorant, you know, like qualities of asurim, you know, like the these qualities will make person more and more like separated, more and more separated, and probably not leave any chance to be human. You know, because human means like openness, you know, like really using space and allowing space, you know? Like human means like really kind of like, you know, possibility to use all space, you know? Like kind of like somebody can't, I can make my leg like this, okay? And somebody else, you know? This is possible, you know?
Yes.
And he's saying like, Krishna is saying like, not doing this means making, you know, sell harder and harder, and not left human, kind of, you know, that will be the result of that, like, really getting more, more hard and hard and hard, and I think, finally, one day, you know, nobody will like to share your space, you know, because everyone will know, you know, it's like, this door, it's not good to knock. Knock.
Yeah. So, this know, door's not good to knock. That's yeah. Right.
So then, you know, you'll be left, you know, but with nothing, kind of like, with no human connection. Devi sampatti mokshaya Nibandhai Asuri Mata Ma Sucha Sampadam Devim Abhijato Asi Pandav. Before he described, like, what will be, like, you know, before he was talking, like, about ahimsa and all those things, and that he was saying, really, those are wealth to grow from human to divine, to divinity. Oh, yeah. No, those really can grow you from human to divine, to divinity. And these, probably from human to, you know, inhuman, we can say. Yeah. And now he's saying, he's like really addressing Arjun, like this, really like having spoken both, and now he's saying, Ma Sucha Pandav, you know, so he's saying like, Pandav, like you, another word for Arjun. So saying, Arjun, really, kind of like, you know, Krishna is saying like, if I am you, you know, like if I am in your place, so I will not care about, you know, the inhuman qualities, and really go for the other qualities. And
in a good way?
In a good way.
Good way, yeah.
Like other, like means like ahimsa, those things.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah. And then he's saying, actually, Arjun, like he's saying like, from my experience I can say that going for divinity is really leads to liberation as well as, and going for like the qualities of inhuman, like really ties in such a way that even nose is not open to breathe, like, you know, it's like the other way, going other way, really, you know, wrapping around. And at the end, even nose is not open to breathe, you know. So what will happen? We know, kind of. Like if nose, at least, you know, like, manageable. But if nose is closed, I think, you know, it's manageable for 1 minute or 2 minutes. Not more than that. So saying, Arjun, you know, like, kind of, I have spoken to you, you know, this side and that side. And I'm really addressing you, kind of like directly to your heart. And I can say from my experiences that if you go far from human to divinity, certainly liberation will come. And if you go from human to inhuman, you know, it's your choice, like you said. But this way you will be wrapped around till your nose is also wrapped and certainly not able to breathe. So, and then again giving choice to him, you know, it's your, you know, chance to choose whatever. दौ भूत सर्गो लोके अस्मिन् दैव आसुर एव च दैवो विस्तरशः प्रोक्ता आसुरं पार्थ मे सुन. There are like clearly two ways, for human, you know, humans to walk. Like it's, we have full freedom to walk either way. And Krishna is saying like, certainly there are two ways to walk, and one is vistarsa. One keeps on expanding, like walking one way means like way of divinity. He's saying like vistarsa, you know, it will keeps on expanding, expanding, you know, expanding till like expansion is not left, you know, like kind of like you will keep on becoming like probably more spacious till everyone is within you.
Oh, yes.
Kind of like, you know, yes. Heart really gets, you know, kind of. And it's really, really fun, you know, to be like that. Kind of. And asuram parth mesum. And what will happen if you don't accept like the way of expansion, you know, if your heart is closed and closed and closed. So saying like, I'm going to speak about that, you know, listen. Like he's saying about that, I'm speaking like, you know, under as. Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha jana na vidurasura na saucham na chacharo na satyam tes vidyate. So like really taking the other side, he's saying that like a kind of like you have to be so self-aware that there will be nothing left for actions. You know? Like the all energy will go to become self-aware. You know, like really, kind of everything around. You know, proving. You know, like all those. So saying like nothing will be left for actions. You know, like all the time. You know, like
yes.
A kind of like a. You know, another way we can say like, you know, hypnotized by you, you know, like really just flowing there in you, not
yes.
Not being spacious.
Nothing.
Yeah. And he's saying like almost nothing left for activities. You know? Like everything always like, oh, like, you know, how I should be I kind of like in this question. And nothing for activities. And
is this like a stripping of energy?
Yes.
Like,
yeah. And then he's saying, na saucham na api chacharo. And there will be no cleanliness. Like cleanliness in the sense that like if I'm only thinking about me, you know, I'm not clean, you know, like everyone can sense that. You know, like everyone will sense, you know, I'm not clean because I really only take my side, you know. I really don't allow any other side. So he's saying, na saucham, you know, I will not be clean anymore, like really you know, more dirt and more dirt, you know, kind of like producing every day more and more dirt. And nasatyam, also, I will not be true, because it's always pro to me, you know, like it's not pro to truth, to what is true. It's always pro to me, like whatever, you know, all biscuits for me, you know, all, you know, dates for me, all rice for me, all namkeen for me, you know, all, you know, everything for me. And certainly, because it's like, if I'm putting, you know, I will be probably, you know, like, kind of like, you know, around me, biscuits and everything, you know, like, so he's saying, nasatyam, you know, there will be no truth, like, kind of like, around me, only biscuits, dates, and, you know, like, only these things, nothing like truth. And chacharo, like, you know, activities, like, kind of like a lift, like vacuum cleaner, kind of like everything sucking, you know, like kind of at the end, you know, like really lift as vacuum cleaner, but not cleaner, because vacuum cleaner also cleans, and probably, you know, like I will be lift like vacuum, but not cleaner, you know.
Oh, like the vacuum sucks all the garbage in.
Yeah, everything, yeah. You know, like sucking, yeah. Kind of like. Like, but not for cleaning, you know, like yeah. Really becoming dirty and more dirty.
Sucking and, in the dirt.
Yeah. And tesu vidyate, like, you know, this will be the situation, you know, I will be left with, like, if I really choose other way, you know, this vacuum, kind of like, we can say vacuum sucker, you know, not cleaner. Kind of like, because cleaner is a better word, you know, and not to misuse this word. So,
not to defame a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Asatyam pratishtham te jagdahur niswaram aparas param sambhutam kiman atyakam hetukam. And, like, within that, like, you know, when I'm left with, like, as vacuum sucker, you know, certainly Paul will talk, but in a bad way, kind of like, you know, Paul will talk about me, like, people will talk about me, but, like, not in a good way, like, saying vacuum sucker, but actually... And actually, Krishna is saying, like, actually, what will happen? That I will, like, when Paul will say, Ajay is vacuum sucker, so I will listen that, you know, like, Paul is really praising me, kind of, like, you know, that will, I will really listen that as a praise. So asatyam apratistham, like really in a kind of like you know, dirty like I will feel, you know, dirty praise as praise, you know, like because of my ignorance, you know, like I will really see that as my praise.
Yes.
Not really dirty, you know, like I will not be able to see even that dirt. And Jagdahur Anishwaram. And and certainly and with so much dirt, like when there is a possibility like to kind of like, you know, people will, like when people will talk, say, about Chetji, that, you know, he is a good person and, you know, maybe helpful, and I really will not listen that, you know, because of my dirt around me. Like I will say, oh, you know, there is nobody better than me. God, you know. So he's saying like, also I will miss the company of good people. Really, like the whatever is worth in the world, you know, that I will miss because of ignorance, because of the dirt. Aparasparam sambhutam. And really there will be no meeting, kind of like I cannot meet with any because of that. There will be no listening, no kind of like no heart feeling, you know.
No oneness, no communication.
Like no, you know, like the when we really meet, like with heart, you know,
no connection,
you know, like that will not be there. And then without that, you know, I think we know how life is. Like if heart connection is not there, I think, you know, almost life is not there, you know, like for me, you know, at least.
Yes,
yeah.
Life is not there.
And kimanti kam hetukam. So it's saying like, what will be that worth, you know, like with a question mark, kind of like, you know, like he's saying, Arjun, you know, what will be worth of this kind of life, you know, if I don't have heart connection. Like he's questioning like the worthiness of that. Like he's just not answering. He's saying, Arjun, you know, what that will be worth, you know, kind of like, you know, if you really feel that is worth, again, like giving Arjun chance to choose, like really describing sides and then allowing Arjun to choose. And also like provoking question, you know, like that is another important kind of like a area of a teacher, that really provoking question, not answering, you know, like it's like actually the way of teacher, you know, like I think good teachers, they really never answer. They really provoke questions and then answer comes. Like yes, there is a processing and answer comes. Like teacher is not meant to answer, you know. Teacher is not for answering. Teacher is really to provoke questions. And this is what Krishna is doing. He's saying, you know, what that is worth. And then leaving kind of like silence, you know, in case question can come to Arjun, kind of like. So saying, ka hetu kam, you know, like, what that will be worth for, you know, like, kind of, you know, like, now is your area to kind of like to feel around and see. Etam drashtim avastabhya nashtatmano alp buddhaya pramanti yug karmana chayaya jagato ahita. So saying, like, really taking side of dirt or taking side of vacuum sucker, it's not saying actually nasht atmano, like a one really like one really lose oneself, kind of like whatever you have come with, that is lost. You know, yourself is lost, and alpa buddhaya is saying that because of ignorance, you know, because of ignorance, taking side of vacuum sucker, like we really destroy ourselves, and pravanti yug karmana, and really activities like activities which can destroy, they will come. Like activities of destruction will happen, and certainly that is not helpful for the whole, you know, those activities are
violence,
not
like violence activities of destruction.
Yeah, like destruction, you know, violence and all those, like all activities which are not helpful, you know, for the world, those will happen. And really, Krishna is saying, like, you know, that is not a helpful area to act upon.
Don't help.
Hmm?
Don't help.
काम माश्रित दुष्पूरम दंभमान दानविता मोहात ग्रहीत वासत ग्राहान प्रवर्तन्ते सुचिमृता. Like being vacuum sucker and with the help of greed, like a really walking without like a bucket without bottom, you know,
like, oh, yeah.
Kind of like a, you know, like taking, being vacuum sucker together with greed is like a bucket without bottom, and you know, there is
like no satisfaction, no
yeah,
end,
nothing
to it.
Like not even, you know,
nothing to yeah. Just even yeah, yeah.
So saying like dambhman danvita, and really kind of, you know, horrible, you know. Yeah, feeling of that is horrible, you know. Kind of like no place for a smile is left, like, you know, like really walking like that, you know, no place for a smile is left. Mohat, grahit, vasat, and like another friend, you know, like attachment, having attachment as another friend, like, and then he's saying, certainly, like we, brata means, like when we kind of like commit to do something. So saying like having another friend of attachment, that means committed to be dirty and more dirty and more dirty. Like, you know, like really commitment for asuchi, you know, like not being clean. Kind of. Like having one more friend makes it like as if you are committed to become dirty and dirty and dirty. Like all possible, you know, chances of dirt, like you really apply, keep on applying as a practice, you know, like that really becomes practice. Vrata means like, actually vrata means like fasting, you know, like fasting means fasting for something. So that means like you really only eat dirt and nothing else, kind of, you know, keep on.
Like dirt attracts more dirt.
Suchibrata. Asuchibrata. Chintam parimeyam cha pralayant upasrita kamupabhog parma eta vaditi nishchita. Becoming storage of worry and fear, like, kind of like that, you know, store room of worry and fear, and pralayant upasrita, and like kind of the worry and fear, never ending, kind of, you know, like, even, Krishna is using, like, he's using words, like, even when whole world will finish, even then, this storeroom will not be finished, like, even at the time of, like, destruction, still, storeroom of worry and fear will...
Like a warehouse of fear.
Yeah. Kamo pabhog parma eta vaditi nishchita. You know, this desirousness really takes over and doesn't leave space, kind of like, you know, desirousness is so that, you know, I desire for biscuit, and then that by the time biscuit has come, you know, I'm desiring for namkeen and letting it go, and then I'm desiring for something, kind of like it.
Yes.
Desirousness becomes like takes over, and there is no time to really eat or, you know, enjoy, kind of like, no time left for, you know, eating, kind of like, the moment biscuits are there, desire is for namkeen, you know, and the moment namkeen is there, desire is for tea. Tea is there, only desirousness, you know, kind of like, walks along without any fulfillment.
Without any what?
Without any fulfillment, you know.
Without any fulfillment, just constant desire.
And then he's saying, eta vadit nishchita. And that becomes your destiny, kind of, you know.
Oh.
Kind of like, saying like, that is what you are destined to. Like, you know, that desirousness and things never meeting. They are like the rails, two rails.
Yes.
Which never kind of like, they never meet together, you know, like they.
Oh, beautiful.
आशा पास सतैर बद्धा काम क्रोध परायणा इहन्ते काम भोगार्थ मन्या एन अर्थ संचयान। एंड बिकॉज ऑफ desirousness taking over, you know, it's always like always hope, kind of like hope that namkeen, and as soon as like something else, like hope is always in the front of desirousness, that probably namkeen will not do for me, you know, like chai will do, and then something else, and then something. So saying, actually, hope, like as the tip of desirousness, that keeps on hoping and hoping,
yes.
And certainly, anger and like together with anger, you know, because it's no satisfaction, then anger has to be there. Ihante kam bhogarth, and always looking for satisfaction, but not giving chance, kind of. Always looking, but not really allowing, like, so that satisfaction can happen.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing he's saying, like, actually, also, because of the greed, like it, kind of like physically, you know, because of greed, you know, like always storing things but not using.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, this habit, like I think like we can catch us like with this paper maybe I need someday, and
yes.
10 years later you see and
yes.
You still don't throw, kind of like,
yeah.
You say, maybe back 10 years you haven't, like there was no need, but still we think, maybe, kind of, so saying like, you know, that takes over, you know, like this greed really physically makes house, you know, like a storeroom, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
You haven't seen my house, have you? Too true.
इदं अद्य मया लब्धं इमं प्राप्यसे मनोरथं इदं मस्ति दमपि मे भविष्यति पुनर्धनम्। kind of like, you know, actually somebody like you know, said that, like if you have like say half glass water, so there can be like two ways like of seeing this. One way is like, ah, I have half glass water. And another way is, oh, my glass is half empty. And these two things really makes life, you know, like one makes like, ah, half glass full, you know.
Yeah.
Really, you know, kind of eyes really, you know, different, like, you know,
yeah.
Face and half glass empty, you know, really horrible face. So similar thing Krishna is saying, actually, always looking for what you don't have, and always forget what you have.
Oh, yes.
And then, yeah, and then he's saying like, you know,
focusing on what's wanted rather than what is.
Yeah, what is, you know, like it's
yes.
Probably maybe you need only half glass water, and but you are looking for half
yes.
What is not. And
yes.
Also not drinking, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like just keep on doing, like keeps on doing that. Oh my God, you know, I don't have this half glass, right? Glass is half empty, you know. And probably dying from the thirst.
Yeah.
Like end up having half glass water and dying from the thirst, you know, somehow.
Thirst, really. Because it's half empty.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, eyes are in the empty glass.
Yes.
So saying, you know, this is what, like, you know, result happens that, you know, death occurs with half glass full of water and died from the thirst, kind of like,
yes.
Somehow, like, you know, people will find you, you know, dead from the thirst and still in your hand, you know,
yes.
Half glass water.
Yeah, which you can't drink because you're almost out. You know.
So saying like, you know, this is what becomes the result of that life. So I'm drinking my tea.
Is it half full?
Yeah, it's like quarter full. Now saying, Arjun, actually seeing like this, you know, like seeing the way I'm describing, I have been able to come out of the, like this, from the possibility of, you know, worry and fear storage room to a, like Krishna is now saying, like, you know, actually Arjun, like seeing like this, you know, like really what I described, I have been able to come out of the storeroom of worry and fear and really kind of like heart becoming as big as so that everyone can fit in.
Oh,
so it's
yes.
Like he's describing, you know, Arjun, you know, actually, the way I described, you know, seeing like that, I'm able to open my heart so that everyone can have a seat in that.
Oh, yes.
And really, He's saying like, Arjun, you cannot imagine, you know, how I feel. It's not imaginable. It's beyond imagination. Yes. Like you really, when heart is that big, you know, kind of like imagination cannot really make you see what it feels like. So he's saying, you know, Arjun, you know, even imagination cannot imagine, you know, how I feel. And Siddho Aham, yeah. And certainly, you know, I have fulfilled what I need to fulfill. And Balwan Sukhi, you know, like, kind of like happy with strength, you know, like with strength, you know, yes. Kind of like. Like really, like when happiness could be that because you know I don't have strength, so I can kind of like provoke me to be happy, but you know like somehow not real happiness. So he's saying like Balwan Sukhi, I'm really happy, like with strength, you know, like it's like fully connected happy.
Fully connected, expansively happy.
Yeah, expansively. Yeah.
Capital H.
Isro Aham Bhogi. Like, really, he's saying like with that big heart, you know, I really feel as big as God.
Oh, yes, he has God.
Yeah,
has God.
And also, Bhogi, you know, I really can enjoy, you know, anything, you know, it's not, I really don't have to restrict from anything, you know, you like.
Oh, beautiful, no rules.
Yeah, no rules.
Yes, yes no inhibitions.
So maybe, you know, feeling this overnight, and...